The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace page, which was posted to his Facebook page on March 19th, 2020. When she started gathering seeds for trees and planting them in old tin cans in and around her house, her husband would just stare at her. He would later divorce her, saying she was too strong-minded for a woman, and that he was unable to control her. When she lost her divorce case, she was criticized by the judge and she was thrown in jail. She said in an interview, "It was so easy to vilify me and project me as a woman who was not following the tradition of a good African woman. It was easy for me to be ridiculed and for both men and women to perceive that maybe I'm a bit crazy. That is something I had seen for a very long time. When people can't use you, they ridicule what you represent. I was lucky that I understood that, because when one does not understand that, it is very easy to be broken and to be subdued, despite future beatings and arrests. Wangari Maathai of Kenya would not be broken or subdued. Wangari Maathai of Kenya would not be broken or subdued. In 2004, Wangari Maathai received a Nobel Peace Prize for starting a movement to reforest her country by paying poor women to plant 30 million trees across Kenya. She was the first African woman to win a Nobel Peace Prize. What got the Nobel Committee interested in Maathai's movement was how it erased the distinctions between environmentalism, feminism, democratization, and human rights advocacy, according to Mother Jones magazine. Dr. Maathai, one of the most widely respected women on the continent, played many roles: environmentalist, feminist, politician, professor, rabble-rouser, human rights advocate, and head of the Green Belt Movement, according to the Washington Post. Wangari Mota Maathai was born on April 1, 1940, in Nyeri, Kenya, in the foothills of Mount Kenya, according to the Post. The third child of a sharecropper father and subsistence farmer mother, Maathai began attending school at age 7. Her eldest brother, Deretu, in school himself, suggested it. Although it was unusual for rural girls in British-ruled Kenya to study, her parents agreed, according to Yes magazine. A star student, she won a scholarship to study biology at Mount St. Scholastica College in Atchison, Kansas, receiving a degree in 1964. She earned a Master of Science degree from the University of Pittsburgh. She went on to obtain a doctorate in veterinary anatomy at the University of Nairobi, becoming the first woman in East or Central Africa to hold such a degree, according to the Nobel Prize website. She also taught at the university as an associate professor and was chairwoman of its veterinary anatomy department in the 1970s. Wangari Maathai has always had an affinity for trees, according to writer Maya MacDonald. As a child, she learned from her grandmother that a large fig tree near her family home in central Kenya was sacred and not to be disturbed. She gathered water for her mother at springs protected by the roots of the trees. In the mid-1970s, Maathai, in an effort to meet the basic needs of rural women, began to plant trees with them. "As trees grow, they give you hope and self-confidence," Maathai said. "You feel good, like you have transformed the landscape." It was in the mid-1970s that Maathai became aware of Kenya's ecological decline, watersheds drying up, streams disappearing, and the desert expanding south from the Sahara. On visits to Nyeri, she found streams she had known as a child gone, dried up. Vast forests had been cleared for farms or plantations of fast-growing exotic trees that drained the ecosystem of water and degraded the soil. She hit on the idea of using trees to replenish the soil, provide wood for fuel, protect watersheds, and promote better nutrition through growing fruit trees. This was according to McDonald's of Yes magazine. In 1977, Mathai founded the Great Belt Movement, an environmental group that restored indigenous forests and assisted rural women by paying them to plant trees in their communities. This is according to Mother Jones. Throughout the 1980s and the 1990s, she boldly confronted the country's ruling party as its autocratic president, Daniel Arap Moi. According to Mother Jones, Moi and his allies vilified Mathai as an overeducated, man-hating subversive. She received death threats. She was arrested more than a dozen times, and once she was beaten unconscious by the police. Several of her colleagues were killed in the Greenbelt movement, and it was nearly outlawed. Many nights, Mathai stayed in safe houses. She was ridiculed publicly by Parliament and then President Daniel Arap Moi, who called her a madwoman and a divorcee. At protests, government security forces and hired thugs regularly inflicted beatings, once to within a blow of her very life by a panga club, according to Yes magazine. In 2001, Mathai spent International Women's Day in jail. President Moi, opening a women's seminar that same month, asserted that women's little minds slowed their progress. But Mathai, she had the last laugh. She was elected to Parliament in 2002 and then appointed Deputy Minister of Environment and Natural Resources. In many ways, her world and Kenya's has turned upside down. The day Mathai and other members of the new government were inaugurated, Mathai recognized her police escorts. They had once been her jailers, according to writer McDonald. Over the years, the Green Belt Movement also incorporated other community activities into tree planting efforts, including training in entrepreneurship and providing information on reproductive health and HIV/AIDS prevention, according to Yes magazine. The Green Belt Movement has helped nearly 900,000 women, according to United Nations, while inspiring similar efforts in other African countries. Wangari Mathai was a force of nature, said Achim Steiner, the executive director of the United Nations Environmental Program. He likened her to Africa's ubiquitous acacia trees, strong in character and able to survive sometimes in the harshest of conditions. Wangari Mathai was known to speak truth to power, said John Githongo, an anti-corruption manager in Kenya who was forced to exile for years for his own outspoken views. She blazed a trail in whatever she did, whether it was in the environment, politics, whatever. After she received the Nobel Peace Prize, she said young people, especially girls, came up to me with tears in their eyes saying how happy they were and how they were inspired. By the time of her death in 2011, Mathai had taken on palm oil plantations in Southeast Asia, and her movement with branches in 30 countries had planted 50 million trees, according to Time Magazine's 100 Women of the Year. Dr. Mathai said, "In the course of history, there comes a time when humanity is called to shift to a new level of consciousness to reach a higher moral ground, a time when we have to shed our fear and give hope to each other. That time is now." This has been a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studios in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find his Peace Page on Facebook. Just look him up, John, J-O-N-S, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L. I'm your narrator, Kim Leon, and I thank my co-producer, Jackson Leon. And I thank you for listening.